This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Over 2 million farms dot our nation's landscape across all 50 states and in territories like Puerto Rico. You can find farmers and ranchers raising nearly every type of crop and livestock to keep our nation fed. You can find us serving our neighbors and communities and employing the latest innovations to improve sustainability. But there's one place you will not find us, and that's on Wall Street. So why is the Securities and Exchange Commission about to grant itself authority to functionally regulate our family farms and ranches when in fact we have never been under the SEC's authority? It's an alarming question and one we are facing head on right now. A little background here. Recently, the SEC proposed a new rule, the Enhancement and Standardization of Climate-Related Disclosures for Investors, which would require publicly traded companies to provide climate-related information from their entire value chain in their filings and annual reports. This would mean that businesses not owned or controlled by the public company would fall under these extensive reporting requirements. As farmers and ranchers know, there are a few products in the supply chain that don't trace their beginnings back to a farm or ranch. And those farm and ranch products already face extensive regulation at the local, state, and federal level. With this rule, it is likely the reporting requirements would pile on farms and ranches of all sizes and could even force farmers and ranchers to disclose personal information and farm business data. This is overreach, plain and simple, by a federal agency that was never designed or intended to regulate farms. What's more, the entire action lacked transparency and oversight. The SEC released its proposed rule, all 510 pages of it, with initially just 39 days for public review and comment. The American Farm Bureau joined with 119 other agriculture organizations in calling the SEC to extend its comment period to allow time for meaningful public review and input. Just this week, the SEC announced an extension for public comment until June 17th. The fact that the SEC budged at all on the comment period is a testament to the importance of standing together across the agriculture community to make our voices heard. It is difficult to fully grasp the far-reaching impact of this rule, but it will no doubt place many American farms and ranches at risk, 98% of which are family businesses. Unlike the large corporations currently regulated by the SEC, family farms and ranches don't have teams of compliance officers. Onerous reporting requirements could disqualify small, family-owned farms from doing business with public companies or companies that supply those value chains. The SEC's rule could place a greater strain on our food system at a critical time and lead to further consolidation of agriculture as family farms and ranches lack the resources to meet requirements designed for major corporations. Finally, the rule undermines decades of sustainability efforts and achievements by America's farmers and ranchers who have led the world in reducing agricultural emissions and adopting practices that improve soil health and water quality. Farm Bureau and our partners across agriculture will continue to engage with the SEC and our representatives on Capitol Hill to urge the agency to take into account the burden they are placing on farmers and ranchers who are critical to the value chain, our economy, and our nation's food security. We also encourage you to join in making your voices heard on how this rule will affect your farm or ranch. Together, we can stand strong to protect our nation's sustainable food, fiber, and renewable fuel supply. The Environmental Protection Agency's first Waters of the U.S. roundtable on Monday didn't address farmers' needs for clear rules, according to AFBF. Courtney Briggs, AFBF Senior Director of Governmental Affairs, explained in Newsline that the first roundtable lacked diversity needed to discuss WOTUS. Briggs said, in theory, these meetings are designed to bring folks with different perspectives together to talk about regionally specific implementation concerns pertaining to WOTUS. And the list of participants for this first roundtable was diverse on paper, but we are very concerned about the lack of diversity of experience on the panel. And a few of these participants have actually navigated the regulatory process associated with Clean Water Act compliance. The Securities and Exchange Commission's proposed rule to require climate disclosures by public companies could severely impact family farms and ranches and intensify the already concerning rate of consolidation in agriculture. AFBF economists discussed potential impacts of the enhancement and standardization of climate-related disclosures for investors proposed rule in the May 6th Market Intel. The proposed rule requires extensive requirements for public companies to report on Scope 3 emissions, which are the result of activities from assets not owned or controlled by an organization, but contribute to its value chain. While farmers and ranchers would not be required to report directly to the SEC, they provide almost every raw product that goes into the supply chain. AFBF economists anticipate reporting requirements for farms could create several substantial costs and liabilities, such as reporting obligations, technical challenges, significant financial and operational disruption, and the risk of financially crippling legal liabilities. In related news, AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented Monday on the Securities Exchange Commission's comment period extension for the proposed rule. The enhancement and standardization of climate-related disclosures for investors, the proposal would require public companies to report on Scope 3 emissions, which are the result of activities from assets not owned or controlled by a publicly traded company, but contribute to its value chain. While farmers and ranchers would not be required to report directly to the SEC, they provide almost every raw product that goes into the food supply chain. In a statement, Duvall said, AFBF appreciates the SEC extending the comment period for its proposed climate reporting rule. We ask for the extension because America's farmers and ranchers need time to fully understand the consequences of this 510-page proposal. AFBF on Friday sent letters of support to five organizations that have submitted proposals to USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program. USDA is investing $1 billion in pilot projects that create market opportunities for U.S. agricultural and forestry products that use climate-smart practices and include innovative, cost-effective ways to measure and verify greenhouse gas benefits. An AFBF review committee made up of American and State Farm Bureau staff placed a high priority on projects that reflect objectives laid out by AFBF and State Farm Bureaus during USDA's request for information process. While other projects may meet those goals, the review committee decided to focus on projects developed or supported by State Farm Bureaus. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee recently unanimously advanced the Water Resources Development Act of 2022 to the full Senate. This act, considered every 2 years, authorizes flood control, navigation, and ecosystem restoration projects for the Army Corps of Engineers. The bill includes the authorization of 21 projects put forth in reports of the chief engineers and a proposal to adjust the cost share for the construction and rehabilitation of inland waterways projects, increasing the contribution of the general fund of the Treasury to 75% of the cost, with the Inland Waterways Trust Fund covering the remaining 25%. Farm Bureau supports the passage of biennial WRDA legislation as agriculture depends on efficient ports and inland waterway infrastructure. The American Connection Corps made Fast Company's annual list of world-changing ideas. ACC is the boots-on-the-ground arm of the American Connection Project, convened by Land O'Lakes Incorporated to close the digital divide. The initiative recognizes that many communities lack access to critical infrastructure, a quality internet connection. The ACC is supported by 20 diverse and dedicated partners, including American Farm Bureau, that came together to support this innovative fellowship program focused on bridging the digital divide. The Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest provides a working-class alternative to the Westminster Dog Show, according to a Wall Street Journal feature article. Scrappy pooches that serve as work dynamos on farms and ranches across the country are recognized through the contest, which helps the public connect with life on the farm. Nominations are accepted online for the current contest through July 1st. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina Pro Plan dog food and $5,000 in prize money. The winner will be recognized at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in January of 2023. On behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.